This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Samvidhan Divas is being observed across the country today. The main function will be held in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament will attend the event. Our correspondent reports the theme of this year's celebration is Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman.
On the occasion of Constitution Day, millions across India will read the preamble from cities to villages. The President will lead the reading of the preamble of the Constitution. During the program, the translated version of Constitution of India will be released in 9 languages, including Malayalam, Marathi, Nepali, Punjabi, Bodo, Kashmiri, Telugu, Odia, and Assamese. A commemorative booklet, Bharat Ki Samvidhan Se Kala or Calligraphy, will also be released. On Constitution Day, all union ministries, departments, state and union territory governments and local bodies will organize different programs. The Constituent Assembly took 2 years, 11 months and 17 days to accomplish the stupendous task of drafting the historic document. The Indian Constitution has stood the test of time as India has been able to foster a vibrant democracy at its heart. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility at the GMR Aerospace and Industrial Park in Hyderabad through video conferencing. Safran Aircraft Engine Services India is Safran's dedicated maintenance, repair and overhaul or MRO facility for leading-edge aviation propulsion engines. The Prime Minister's office has said in a statement that with this facility, for the first time, a global engine original equipment manufacturer or OEM has set up an MRO operation in India. Developing indigenous capabilities in MRO will reduce foreign exchange outflow, create high-value jobs, strengthen supply chain resilience, and position India as a global aviation hub. India will launch formal negotiations for a free trade agreement or FTA with Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal announced that the FTA discussions with the 5-member Eurasian Economic Union comprising Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan will begin in New Delhi following the signing of terms of reference on August 20, 2025. The terms of reference lay out an 18-month roadmap focused on opening new markets for Indian businesses, particularly micro, small and medium enterprises, farmers and fishermen. The initiative gains significance as India seeks to diversify its export destinations amid high tariffs imposed by the United States. Beyond the Eurasian Economic Union talks, Mr. Goyal revealed India is pursuing several other trade partnerships. Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh will confer the National Gopal Ratna Awards 2025 on the occasion of National Milk Day in New Delhi today. During the event, a series of key initiatives aimed at strengthening the livestock and dairy sectors will be launched. These include the inauguration of breed multiplication farms and the launch of Basic Animal Husbandry Statistics 2025, providing updated and comprehensive data for policy planning. Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda proposing a package of tax breaks and social measures aimed at raising the country's birth rate to 1.5 children per woman. Currently, Lithuania's birth rate stood at 1.18. President's chief advisor on economic and social policy said the target is ambitious but necessary amid a sharp demographic downturn. Under the president's proposal, families with two or more children would pay zero income tax for 5 years following the birth of each additional child. In Ukraine, at least 12 people injured after Russian forces staged a mass drone attack on the southeastern city of Zaporizhia yesterday evening. Regional governor Ivan Fedorov said the attack had destroyed shops, damaged other buildings and smashed cars. In football, India will lock horns with Chinese Taipei in the AFC Under-17 Asian Cup Saudi Arabia 2026 qualifiers Group D clash at Eka Arena in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.